Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have celebration of Saint Elijah, the prophet of God, that has been translated eventually to heaven in a carriage, that's a fiery carriage that was driven by fiery horses. When he was born, he was a little baby, and what happened to him is that the father saw that he's been fed fire into his mouth by angels, and he asked the elders what it meant, and the elders told him that he's going to be a great prophet and a miracle maker. And this is what actually happened. He had loved the Lord. His heart went out to him, and he was brought up in a family of priests, and he was taught all about God and the Father, and he was heartbroken seeing the people were starting to go away from the teachings of about the true God, and because one of the emperors had married a woman who was a pagan, and she brought the gods, and he made a temple for that pagan's god, false gods, and people started to follow it. It had all kinds of rituals, all kinds of terrible things happening, and the people were being taken away from the Lord more and more. And Elijah was so heartbroken because he had so much love for the Lord, and when he saw that and everybody is going away from the Lord, or so many, he even thought at one point that he's the only one left that really believes in a true God. And the Lord revealed to him, he says, no, he has still 7,000 that are believing in him. And then, of course, Elijah, what he wanted to do is he asked God to punish them, to change them so that they would recognize that they're going the wrong way, and to change. But the Lord said, no, give me, I'm going to give him time because he is merciful. He gives time for people to repent. He doesn't want to force them into repentance. They have to come on their own free will. And but Elijah kept on begging and asking the Lord. And then he says, well, if you don't want to do it, give me the power, and so I will do it. I will punish them. And then they'll know that it is the man that's punishing them, and then maybe they're not going to get mad at you or upset with you, but they may be only getting upset with me. And what the Lord is, he gave him the power, and he stopped the rain. And for 3 years, there was no rain coming down, and all the nature was starving, and the trees and the flowers and all the crops, then nothing would grow, of course, without the moisture. And people started to starve to death, many, many of them. And the Lord tried to tell Elijah that to see how difficult it is, and he sent him to an old widow that had a child. And he came, and he was very hungry. He asked for her to make some pancake or something like it. And she said, I only have one left for one meal for my son and myself. And after that, we shall have to die because there is no more food. And Elijah says, no, you give it to me first, and you'll be okay. And miraculously, he asked the Lord, and miraculously, that meal or the flour just wouldn't disappear. She used it to make the pancake for the Elijah the prophet, and then she saw there was so much again of the flour and the oil, and she was able to feed herself for a long while. And of course, he also, as you know, was one time he resurrected the child, and he had a pupil, Isaiah, who was following him. And the Lord, one they wanted him to put a stop to this, so seeing that so many people are dying already from the hunger, and they're not returning back to God. And so the Elijah goes to the emperor and tells him that gather all those pagan priests together, and let's have a contest, and we'll have it out and see who has the real God, whether my God is real God or their gods are real gods. And the emperor agreed to that, and they have gathered many hundreds of the pagan priests, and Elijah had said to them, let's make sacrifices. You make sacrifices to your gods, and I will make sacrifice to my God. But we will not use fire. And you do it first, and you prepare everything, and then you start praying and asking your gods to send you the fire. And then I will do it, and we'll see whoever's God is going to send the fire and take the sacrifice, he is the true God. And they all agreed, and the people agreed with that. And these pagan priests, they started to pray from the morning to noontime, and they could not get the fire down from any place. And the Elijah was making a little fun of them and saying, well, your gods must be either sleeping or they're busy with somebody else. Keep on crying more for them, louder and louder. And they were shouting, and they were going to ecstasy. And they were beating themselves and doing all kinds of things as the pagans do to get themselves all riled up, and nothing. In the evening, finally, Elijah said to them, now it's my turn. You can't rouse your gods to do anything. And then he had made the sacrifice. He put the wood and everything. Then they said to make a channel around that place and pour water in there, so that it'll be quite not normal for it to be burning with all the water all around everything. And they have done that, and he just prayed a short time, and the Lord sent the fire that engulfed the whole sacrifice and the stones and everything, and the water. And the people saw the great miracle, and they believed, and they said that they believed. And then he made an agreement with them that those gods are false and they will not accept the true God, that they should be killed. And well, of course, these pagan priests, they were all, and then they didn't want to give up their livelihood, I guess, and they didn't believe. So what the prophet Elijah took and himself, and he had killed all those priests, the pagan priests. Of course, the wife of the emperor, when she found out about it, she had threatened that next day she will kill him. And then he left. And then he left the place. And then the Lord decided to take him away to the kingdom of heaven. And his a pupil had saw him being taken away, and Elijah sends him his clothes from on top, and through it he was able to make miracles, also walk across the water and so on. But look how much love the saint prophet had for the Lord, and how he was hurting because people are leaving the Lord. Are you and me being hurt when we see people losing the sight of our Lord and not having the love for him and turning to pagantry? I don't mean necessarily like it was before, but we make a body out of our body. We make a, like God. It's God. We're trying to please the body in every way. way and form and shape, and we actually behaving like the pagans, and we won't forget about that we're supposed to be crucifying our flesh, and that we should control the flesh instead of the flesh controlling us, and that we should not look for the temporary, but that we should look for the eternal. We have to love God, and when we see our brothers and straying away from God, then we have to beg the Lord to not to punish them, but we beg the Lord to somehow bring them about to see the truth, and we have to pray for them. We have to love them as the Lord loves them. And if the worst thing would come, there is, we know that the not only prophet Elijah, but the apostles, they have asked the Lord to give a punishment for some of those who were straying away far from the Lord, and that is used sometimes it's used by the church to give, of course, the and the confession. When people come, you get penances that you have to carry. It's like medicine. It may not be sweet, it may be difficult even to swallow, and doesn't taste good, but the medicine is there to help us to change. But of course, the Lord doesn't want to force us. He wants us to, again, as I've said before, He wants us voluntarily for us to love Him. And you can't be forced to love anybody. The love has to come from the heart. You have to see what the Lord did. Like God the Father sent His only begotten Son to the earth to save us from the punishment for the sins that we have committed. For every sin that you and I committed, the Lord has suffered for on the cross, and to show us His love. And then He doesn't want us to perish. He wants us to recognize that the sins is no good. The sins are what is giving the powers to the enemy, and that we should truly fight the sins, so that we will not give the powers to the enemy, and not become pagan in reality instead of being Christians. Orthodox Christian people, they have to develop love in their heart for the Lord and for everyone present. And we have to love the people, and we have to pray for them. If we love the Lord, then of course we want to be in communion with the Lord all the time. And since He is everywhere present and fills all things, He sees us all the time, and we can see Him if we would clean up our heart. Of course, so that's what the Lord says in the Beatitudes, that they blessed are the pure in heart, for he shall see God. Well, unless we purify our heart, and of course we will not be able to see God. But if we purify our heart, and we have love for the Lord above everything and everybody, then the Lord will abide in our heart, and we'll see Him, and then we'll be able to do as the prophet did, literally walk before the Lord all the time. And so did, of course, the King David, that's had composed the Psalter. My beloved, let's become more serious about our salvation, and let's love our Lord, for truly He deserves love more than anybody else in the world, of what He had done for us. He has died for us to absolve us from the great punishment that we deserve from turning on our God the Father. Elijah is going to come back again. He's going to come back. The Lord will send him down here to fight the Antichrist at the end, to reveal to the people the truth. And of course, the Antichrist at this time, Isabella couldn't kill him at that time when he was here on earth. But the Antichrist will kill Elijah, and he will be also given the title of martyr, not being a great prophet, but also a martyr for Christ. But he will do that gladly. He will give his life for God, the Lord that he have seen. No one seen the Lord until the Lord was born as a baby through Mother of God and in Bethlehem. And then he was called at the mountain when the Lord was praying there, and had the three disciples. And Moses came and Elijah was brought. He came from heaven to talk to the Lord and to discuss how he would be dying for all the mankind to save them. And my beloved, the angels too, they've never seen God before. God was sent his son on earth to take the form of a human being, and so that he would be seen. When we look at the Lord, this picture or icon of Jesus Christ, and we can see the God the Father, because when the disciples asked, show us the Father, once Jesus Christ said, I've been with you for so long, don't you know I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? So let's remember that and know that the way to the Lord is through the Father. I mean, through the Jesus Christ is the way to the Lord, and the way to Jesus Christ is through the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Trinity is one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's really give our hearts to the Lord, and we'll have then the proper love for him and for each other. Amen.